can't hide it. Hey, Mr. Lying Tongue, you shouldn't say what you said. Now you make me mad, I'm feeling like I'm gonna break your head. Whoa, whoa, I am red, I can't pretend. I am red, and I don't intend to deny it.
Because I'm damn vexed. I'm not just vexed because I'm gonna try to control myself because I am supposed to be able to do that. I'm supposed to be able to do that. There's a lot of stuff that we need to get. We get. Talk over, we need to get straightened out for the sake of our music, for the sake of our generation, for the sake of our country, for the sake of humanity. Because when it comes on to our music, humanity is now, the rest of the world has come to depend on it and has taken it and owned it. Somebody says, well, no one can own music. But you know what I'm talking about. Financially, we are not getting the kind of support. And all of that, most of it, when you check it out, is because of our own doing. Got a lot of things that I want to talk about. And I want to really make this a true interactive show if I can, because I know a lot of folks out there are hurting. I put out a few posters on Facebook, and I've gotten a barrage of the same kind of pain and suffering and deceit and pimping and shame and disappear, just about all the adjectives that are not conducive to wonderful feelings inside a human being I've gotten this evening. And we're going to try and talk about it. We are going to try and talk it to me. Talk about it, my sister, my wonderful, greatest presenter from Detroit, a very stalwart woman, queen, mother of reggae music. You know, you're trying to show your children the right way. Whatever you have, you make do and direct them in the right way. But still, you know, you have some bat getting broadcast pick me. Them, not you can do for help them until them back against the wall. Then, you know, at that stage, sometimes as a mother, you want to really make them suffer it. But sometimes your heart break down to give them another chance. Maybe this is an opportunity for us to talk so we can see where we can come together, where we can mend fences, where we can certainly do things to move forward, hence from here. Here are some of the stuff that I want to talk to before I invite my sister in. We're going to elaborate, because all of us women, one way or the other, whether in our home or on the internet or in virtual whatever on Twitter, a lot of times, unfortunately, a lot of the stuff we do are heard on these airwaves. You understand? And you can understand that too, because a lot of them do occur there too. So we got to hear them there as well, so everybody can hear, because when things get put out there, a lot of people are hearing. And these are legitimate feelings. These are not feelings that somebody has to say, boy, you shouldn't bring this out. You know, we often hear this, well, you shouldn't bring this out on TV, or you shouldn't bring this out on air, or you shouldn't bring this out on radio. You know what? Think of, and I've been saying this for quite a while now, most of the horrific crimes, most of the horrific crimes that are committed against humanity is because somebody felt jilted, somebody felt cheated, somebody feel deceit, deception, and somebody did and is not listening. Somebody is not listening to somebody's cry. So if it takes the airway, and some of you who feel ashamed and cannot take the truth, you're back way and back down until your calamity take you, then you scream out, and I would hope somebody is here to help you too. So if some of you in your nice, wonderful, sweet, dark, isolated glass house and really can't take the pressure, I'm sorry. And if some of you, your moral code and all of that is not in keeping with somebody who curse and speak the truth, but talk the truth from them heart and is pure in them spirit and them thought, and you can't need it, well, back way, because this show is certainly for you. Some people who believe, say, a PhD, a MA, or a MD, or any other those little stupid things will go behind my name or anybody's name, does not give them, preclude them from speaking the truth and speaking what is on their mind and speak it in any kind of sophisticated language. I've got news for you. So those of my colleagues who have, the only thing I ever worried about that I don't say anything, I mean, I don't do anything illegal because I know I have to answer to my medical board. But other than that, I am now, kind of accolades that I have is going to make me, if you got to be screaming cursed out, you're going to get it. And I have no respect of any of those. So those who want to call me uneducated and check my credential, and I do, it has been checked many, many times. Go and check it. Do you understand? Because if you can't really deal with reality and you have to stuck up with yours, and then when you can't deal it, you get explode and you get explosive along with that, then you can deal with that. Or some of you go get pills and bottles and go sit in your bathroom and do whatever. Nobody not going to get me to do that. So anybody who really can't deal with the truth and how what I have to say, then this show is not for you. And I'm very, very sorry for those kind of my friends, if I have any of those kind of friends there. There are certain things that must be said in this business of music. I've always contended that music, the back freaking bone of our music, and I'm going to let me tell you, I have those friends of mine who will listen and tell me I generalize. And I put everybody in one big old thing. Listen, I am, and I tell you, no, I am not educated enough to understand or able to differentiate certain things. So don't, if you want to take notes and then you want to piggyback on F-Book, Mr. Zuckerberg Real Estate, and really call me out for it, then you can do so. But I want to know that my weapon, if not come with weapon, cut down or cut down with me, because I have a license one stocked up really, really, really here. So I can always come, and I always say to you all who are who not come, my spot did well buy and pay for already, and everything take care of, so I can come. Because, you know, people tongue and death and all them something that to me is just irrelevant when it comes to speaking the truth and somebody to get up and step out there. I may not have the sophistication and the words to articulate, to let my sophisticated folks know in their language, I'm not a scholar. So those who are scholar and listening here should not be listening here, because this is not for you all. And those who want to really sit down and just make this, what me say, the essence of what me say, just go over them head. You should not be here either, because we are talking and we're trying to inoculate a virus, a bacteria that is infecting us physically, mentally, and destroying a whole generation to come. I'm going to try and itemize a few things, and I hope Sister D will help keep me on track, because I am more than emotional right now. Let me try and get my paper together to make me sure that I can keep my head together and I don't segue into a lot of things. And those people are really interested in music and interested in giving opportunity to a lot of people who I call both men and women who have given them life for this music. Because when I say giving them life, a lot of our musicians, them whole one, them dead, and are offering them a collect to put them down in the grave, government, they just throw them in a little piece of box elsewhere. I mean, because they have done so much to our country, to our lives. They give us music that we can screw well to. They give us, out of those screwing, we get babies. This is why we have some of us around here. They give us music that we can find love, make war. And tonight, my brother gave me one. Him gone, him get up and gone, but him gave me one, leave one of the message right here. So him say, I am vexed and I'm invoking his spirit if I can do that. I mean, to be in the present, to understand, if him that deal with reality and understand what's going on in the music industry, then him, I call upon all of them to be present right now. Right now, and call me, I am doing science or not, or whatever it is. You can say whatever you want, but you're not really important right now. We are talking to people who really understand what I'm going to. First of all, I want to pay homage to all of the women, them, who is the backbone of this music. Every single one of them, be promoters, be the presenters. And I want to big up my sister D, who is going to be here with me. I mean, so many of you out there that I don't have the time to go down. Hope one of the days we'll be able to do that. all of the managers, all of the woman musician who don't get the chance to ever, whether in reggae music, pop music, or others, who have to screw out them, who if some of them decide, boy, you know, this is how the business goes sometimes, who can't articulate, who don't have the money, who have to open up them leg to them, and indecent son of a gun of a man, in order for them to get their music. You know how much if some of our legs could speak what we had to do, what we had to do to get where we are? Me just talk about music. Me not even talk about the rest of it. And that's because we want to do it. But it's because some of the time, maybe that's the only freaking way for us to find our way in the society. You understand? And when another woman, I go look on another woman and call her bitch or prostitute, you have to mind your freaking self. Because some of us, we're married and we have some big rock power hand, but we're worse than prostitute. So those of us who have to open our legs to get what we want in order to feed our children, mind on a freaking self. Because we don't have no right to curse another sister and call her all kind of name and fight another sister over a freaking no good freaking man. I curse one another rather than we get together. I always say, you know, and I hope I can slow down. So those of my brethren out there who don't speak much of a Caribbean dialect can understand me. So I'm trying to see if I can take a sip and slow down a little bit. Hear me. A lot of us out there are going through things. A lot of us women who work them half off to make sure our children are clothed and fed. And then turn around and have some little worthless man. Yes, I said that. So those of you who are not worthless can call, we call me and support me. Them who are worthless, who can sit down there and screw up on a bloody face because I ain't afraid of no. When you have a fucking man who is, as me said, great grown man, we call it in Jamaica. I don't know what that means, but it's a good, strong thing. Who have them strengthened and them freaking back. And I feel depend on a woman who has to work definitely day and night hard and get her out of our money. Who is nothing but a rough to me. And who can come and look for me. Who about my special address can freaking get it. Because there's no bars out of here. There are women out there on WW. I get some calls from some women, you know, who these men, them talk to one over in France, and them talk one in a Timbuktu, and them talk that, and them talk, and them take from that, and them take from that. We call, you have some of them who is the top up my phone pimp. Tap up my bloody phone, pimp, every minute. Oh, there's a sale going on. Can you tap up my phone? And they want them phone to tap up instantaneously. And they want a little money. And Mr. Western Union had to go. They might holler you to go to Western Union immediately. And how much of them mama dead? And how much of them picnic sick? And all of that. Me know, so one time they whipping a come phone in on a house, going off to get up and fly away. Because we should not stand for this. And it's the woman them again come to the rescue. And it's the woman them on a rape them off, on a disrespect them. A lot of the women, them are giving the money to make record, and I'm speaking of most of the artists, them tonight. Me, I talk about most of the artists because of that, me deal with artists. And nobody tell me, said, man from all over the world do this, because me know me have them little narrow-minded folks who want to tell me about my generalization and that. And me telling them, say, me now educated, like, oh no, you know how to do them, the conjecture and all of them, the etymology and whatever knowledge. Me don't know about them things there. You understand? But who know is bright and all of them things there? And me not interested in a phone of brilliance either. Me interested in truth. Me interested in justice. And this is what me go try to see if me can deal with tonight. You have some folks out there who are trying to help some musician. And which the 19, a big majority of them, let me try to see if me can use the word, big majority of them, it's just
pimping off them woman them here. And you know what, my sister? On a fall down, on a make me really feel a way about you, you know. Because when them, if you have a man, I beg you money. Any man I beg you your freaking money who have a great one underneath them crotch. And I beg you your money. Them don't have a, them don't have nothing to do with them. And no fuck they giving you can satisfy you sitting down and taking care of them when you have to go out there and take care, whether over the internet or whether physically. And some of them cannot even, them can't even hang. If you can't walk and have something and integrity, you can't screw either. And if you are going to do that over there, me say them a screw every single dog and cat and fowl and puss. Hey, take me to court on that too. Anybody, as my Molly said, anywhere, any time the stew, the chicken ball or the hog ball in the pen, you know, say, the stew, the hit is for you. So anybody who feel bruised, you have reason to be bruised. You have women who sit down here and work so freaking hard, love reggae music, love music, and reaching out to a one who say, hey boy, me want you help me with your music. And then behind you, them suck you, them suck you, them suck you, them suck you like a freaking leech. And when them suck you enough, and it's like, hey, after a while, you know, even if you're stupid, you're going to be a stupid little educated stupid, or you catch on to something. And when you catch on to something, they won't curse you. And then them fi catch on to you, them go to another woman and them start to tell them about you. And we little woman, we sit down rather than listen. We start, and you hear some of them start to cuss each other upon Facebook and over. How the hell you can go cuss a man who you have fi with? And you have to pop up in phone. How a woman has any integrity as a cuss another woman for a man who a beggar to pop up them phone? I sit down and have a conversation with a woman who a beg them to pop up them phone. How you can do that? And especially them in a damn virtual world when them crown themselves as being the biggest dick and then don't have nothing between them foot. If that's what you're looking for, because a lot of us, although we try to help them, a lot of folks out there who need love and want compassion as well, then we give something. I hope them can get little love, because that's all they want. We all need love. We all need affection. We all need love and affection. And when you have one little low down thing of a human being, and make another woman, we have to check ourselves, you know, sister. I always say on this show, you know, when we do a woman crisis show, that if women, let me tell you something, I want you to listen to me, I want to say, let me take a drink here right now. This is an empty, you know, one of these situations that either it leads you to smoke or it leads you to drink or something. But these are the kind of crises. This is how I take this thing very seriously. When the sister them get together, if women ever get together, and we see this in history, anytime woman reach that crossroad and say, you know what, we not take it no more, we run things. And we run things, you know. And we have the vagina that them can't keep out of. So if you know if you use the vagina, which is the most powerful thing on earth, how wars fought about it, man kill people, but kill each other about it, that little slit between the legs of a woman that is so secure, dear, that is the heaven. And we have to use it to maximize our power, because we don't have muscles. We have a vagina. We don't have muscles. We have a vagina that is more powerful than any freaking muscles. And we should not sell ourselves for nothing. If sisters should get together and start singing in one accord, first of all, You wouldn't have no man who, me have a man, and me and my sister, and we are real sister. Your man couldn't come to me and beg me my vagina. I'm going to give my vagina to him. Period. Him couldn't know, so him couldn't do that. Because I am my sister's keeper. We have to get to the point where we stop making ourselves make laughing stock for men. We have something that they cannot do without. And when they can't get it, they rape. This is how much they want it. We have to understand our power. We have to shut them down. And this is not in any way for them people who want to go to the other extreme, because we don't know where for them head is when it comes to following a conversation and the essence of a conversation. For them people, dear, you need to back up and back out. Because this is why we are fight a war from day one and day two and day three and year in and century and century and century and century in. Because woman never, men have to kick down woman and roll her under. There are some of us them can't kick down, you know. Some of us roll over every single time. And this is why we have the problem in there. Because the woman is so damn powerful. And the man have to make her know that she's not the powerhouse. I want the ultimate power. And therefore, he might have to do our things to make she feel inferior. In the Middle East, in anywhere you go. Right now, in the 21st century, we still not have equal right yet. We still have to be fighting. And we hold the power. We hold the honeycomb. The honey is in us. And we need to use it. And women who work so freaking hard. I come to this country and work as a maid. Not maid, servant. As a freaking slave. And me must take my money and give to somebody in Jamaica who can say that, oh, I'm sitting here underneath this cool tree just eating plum and smoking a weed and drinking a juice. And me, I support that. And then you cannot help in any way, first of all, to respect me and to know that me I make you drink your freaking juice and you can cock up your ass. I'm a stupid. And I'm talking to myself too, you know, sister. When the time you're talking, I always reflect on me first. I always tell anybody who will listen to my program, I always talk out because I'm not afraid to talk. There are a lot of things that I am not regularly ashamed of because nobody blowing my face and nobody pay my mortgage or my car note or buy me a pair of shoes. So you know what that means? I can tell you to you go know what. Because I write my own checks. We have to know better than these ladies. We have to come together and support ourselves. We have to stop supporting musicians who tell us we must kill out and cock up, make we push it in our belly and buck it. And that your money a door to make them can sit down. And if you want me to say some of them, if you can't stand it. But me even say some of them, you're going to forget that right away. You're going to forget that. Soon forget that. We have to stop people. Right now we have people who are young women, them skinning out and cocking up and make them pushing them whatever inside of them in public. Is this what we want our nation? Is this the legacy we are giving our nation after we come through freaking slavery where we people that die and did and bled and give us some music that we have to use it to denigrate our society, our nation, our children? And we as women are supporting this. We are making men line here, because I don't want to blow out anywhere more than what I may do. My dear sister, good evening. Welcome to the Caribbean Show. This is a night of vexation, and I hope you understand my anger, because I know I'm fighting not for myself, a little bit for myself, a whole lot for myself, but some of the distressing things that I am hearing. Somebody has to get up and stand up and be brave and willing to be sacrificed and willing to be heard to stop this hemorrhaging of our women and our frustration and our money and making us feel like a damn freaking fool. Good evening, my sister D. How you doing?
I am fine, Dr. L. I'm listening to you, and I understand your anger. I understand your vexation. You know, there's a lot of the same thing that you're talking about. There's a lot of it going around. I get my share of it from some different artists. But there's one thing you have to understand. You know, you can't have a pimp if there's no pimpies.
Yes.
These women have got to stop falling for the okie doke. Okay? I had a brother call me on Facebook and say, send me $100.
Yes.
And my blood pressure went up. I had to take a pill. And when I responded to him, I told him, I said, what about you should make me send you $100? Well, you got a big-time radio show, and, you know, we are down here suffering. You don't think I'm suffering up here? I don't even know you. Why should I send you any money? You know? And, I mean, I said a few other choice things that I can't repeat here.
You have to do it, sister, because this is the place where we come. It's on Facebook, and people may say, hey, this is not something that you should air on her. You know, this is what is affecting us. So you know what? It's supposed to come out in the open. So who have to feel shame? Who have to drop into them shelf and change them attitude? Well, people, there are a lot of folks who don't know. You have some of them artists up here, and I'm speaking about the artists them right now, because this is what we're concerned about. These are the ambassadors of our nation, whether or not you like it by default. Through the music, we learn, we make love, we do every freaking thing. We cause revolution, we free folks, our reggae music, free Mandela, free Africa, bring consciousness and social justice to a lot of places. This is why our music is being played in different country, different language, who never even hear, well, of Jamaica, but that's not quite true. But our music has resonated, language, barrier, every freaking thing, and find our way. We need to protect it. The people who are given this gift are at the point that it becomes polluted soil. It becomes, let me tell you something. I'd rather explain something to me, my sister. And try and keep me on track here, please, I'm begging you.
That's okay, go ahead.
He said to me, listen, when you listen, and I fall for that too. I fall for that too. When you listen to one of these Rastaman or dreadlocks, I don't know what, I mean, I'm so sorry, but folks cannot understand where I'm coming from. Folks, maybe folks who have them here in a lock or whatever. And you hear the consciousness will come out of these people's mouth. This is what pulls us into us women, you know, because we want that safety. We want to hear those kind of words to protect us. And that puts us into these men. But one thing, it is so strong that we forget that, and we don't know this, that the man behind the voice is not the man behind in the closet.
Yes.
It's like closet person is the man behind the voice, and somebody else out here. So, some of these musicians are singing some conscious music. Oh, that send you to God.
Yes.
And if you see our dear friend Bob Marley, and I'm evoking Bob Marley right now. Although I know say me in a placa too. But you know, we all have to come together and kind of shut out this. Him say, if night should turn to day, which I talk to him too, I would have supposed, a lot of we would have to run away.
Yes.
A lot of them man they were going to have to run away because them no right. Them no right in how them a teach woman. They're not writing the legacy they're leaving for our children. The presenting them again have to be taken to task. A little money for keeping it in pocket, and everybody want to eat and everybody want to do things. But if we say and put down our feet and say, we are not going to make a man tell our little girls and our little boy, our next generation, that a man, a woman, a princess must cradle, cock up, make jam it in your belly till it goes, jam it in your belly.
Yes.
It is what we, listen, your Fifth Amendment or your Tenth Amendment, you can do that. Me not spend on the music. Me only talk about the power that I have and the authority I have. And you can, you're telling me to shut up. You shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Those of them who are out there who tell me, Mimi, must shut up. I want to shut up because one day, some of this same music, unfortunately, and I have to say this, by catching a CM,
yes.
How you can have? Let me tell you something, sister. I saw a young lady. One guy sent me his music about 2 days ago. Hey, and of course, them don't have no manners, no freaking respect. Hey, play this music after me. Them freaking way that them treat you. Play this music. What? Go on the cycle, listen to this music here. Like, you know, them is power and almighty and God. And then, of course, me not playing that, you know. Me, I say, who y'all talk to like this? This is CNN, you know. This is BBC. Who y'all talk to like this? As a matter of fact, they even answer your little ass.
Mm-hmm.
I look on the road. This man was cussing. And let me tell you how a woman is desensitized to this crap. The man was saying about push it up and whatever, push it up and blah, blah. And it was a lady MC. And the man stopped. Throw away to the song and come off. And she called him back and said, brother, I want to hear the rest of the song. Are you cut off the song, song?
Mm.
So she said, no, that's that tune. And then he come out and said, all right, so you dig it out and walk it up and walk it out. That is what my daughter get desensitized to. This is what that lady called up this man to tell her how our little young daughter must put it out and kill it out. And make him push it up into her. That's what he called love. That's what they're looking for as love now. If we not skin it out and cock it up and make him push it in our belly, ain't nothing happening there.
That's abuse. That's abuse. That's not love.
Come on.
You know, and it bothers me that we as women allow this kind of stuff, and we out there dancing and holding our hand up and ray, and light her, and all this, and he's degrading you, and you're listening to this, and you're enjoying it. So when he calls you out of your name, or he talks about you like a dog, what can you say? Because you allowed him to do it.
Yes, sister. That's what me I talk about.
Yeah, well, man, you allow him to do it in the music, you know?
You know, and then we go out, we buy these music, we laugh, we support these men, we have them sitting down on the corner, just go make that music, and we send money. It's a study, you know how much women support the music, and they will never get any benefit from this music because these people are ungrateful.
Yes.
They are simply wicked and evil.
Yes.
You send them money, since you're going to help them with their record or so. Do you think if they ever make a break, they will remember you? As soon as them get a break, them dash dirty water in your face and them cut you off. Am I lying or am I lying?
You're telling the truth, Dr. Ed. It's the truth. But see, you got these women that run around here thinking that they're managers and promoters, and they don't know one fart about doing either one.
But then
so they get with these, they get with these guys, and these guys flash two words on them in an accent, and they go crazy. You feel
you're
what
right.
I'm saying? Because
you're right.
They're not thinking. You know.
You know how much of these musicians have our 10 manager? You know how much of that musician here of 10 of these women as their manager? And then,
Yes. Here
are the women that behave now. When you pull something on them page, they start to war with each other down and they realize that this mother is a sucker.
Yes.
They start to war among each other. Why
is she
putting a page on you? If you have a page too much, I mean, I'm just realizing some of the culture. If you ever put up so much thing, they have to answer, why is she putting up this on your page? Why is she doing this? What is she to you? And then they say, oh, she is just a groupie. That's the word they use.
Yes.
A freaking groupie. And then then the whole confusion between, then I'm going to learn how to balance them freaking lie.
Yes. Yes.
What is wrong with us, Sister D? What are we not listening to?
We don't want to listen. I'm telling you, we hear two little phrases. Oh, my daughter, you're sweet, you know. Me kind of like you, my daughter. We want you to manage me. We hear that, you know? And then we get all twisted and turned, you know, because we think this is a big artist, and half of the ones that they're supporting don't know A from B. Okay? They can't sing, they don't have any talent, but they got these women behind them pushing them, posting on everybody's page. And like you say, as soon as the phone turn off, pop up my phone, go to Western Union, and they do it. Because they do it because they silly.
Quick o'clock. They sometimes probably don't feed them own child to send the money to them.
Yes.
Because these women, a lot of them, they cannot afford things either.
Exactly. You know, and I've always said that I'm the pimp. I make it and I spend it. I spend it on me. Now, I don't mind helping anybody. Understand what I'm saying. But I'm not going to help you to destroy me. And that's what these women are doing. What makes you think I'm supposed to take? How was you making it before you met me? That's my question.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
What were you doing before I came along? What were you eating? What were you drinking? And what were you smoking before you met me? So you continue to do that because I have nothing to send you. Nothing. I got grandbabies I can give money to if I just want to give somebody some money. You know, but these women are just, you know, and they get angry with you when you try to tell them. They don't want to hear what you have to say.
Yes. Yes.
They get mad. You know, you don't know what you're talking about, you know. And I'm like, Lord, you done got whipped. And you can't see the forest for the trees.
And they'll never see it. And I went in India, and them baby mother and them wife calling them and cussing them out and say, you don't know, still don't get it. Still don't get it. And some of them are the sleekest mother you'd ever think about.
Yes. Dr. E, I had an artist, he's a very well-known artist, request me as a friend. I accepted him. The brother turned around and said to me, when I come to Detroit, I want to date you.
Oh, my
God. And now he's got, but wait, he's got pictures of his wife and his children.
And I come back, he's like about 25.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he got pictures of his wife and his children on his page. So I sent him a note back. I said, don't you have a queen? He laughed. I said, well, I don't play them kind of games. I'm not here for that. I'm here for business. I'm not here looking no man or none of that. So if you're not, if you don't have any music, then we have nothing to talk about. You know, but they just come at you any kind of way. No respect. No. You want to date me. You don't even know me. You know, what gave you the impression that I was looking for a date? You know, it bugs me sometimes, you know, the way they come up. It makes you want to, you know, just say, you know, to hell with you. You know?
It makes you really want to puke. Here is how these folks are, and some of us fall into trap because some of them words is like heaven to somebody who probably sitting down looking a relationship and all of, because they are the, hey, these people, I think the only thing they know to do, because a lot of these musicians, they tell you, I am in this music business 35 years, and the only thing that they are professional at doing is to con a woman out of the little that she has.
Exactly. And, you know, you sincerely sometimes want to help some of the artists that you see that are struggling, like you say, that have a bag full of conscious lyrics, but behind those lyrics is altogether something different. And you don't see it until after you've helped them out, and then they show you they're behind.
And then the time when you say, you know, I'm going to send that $200 anymore, you know, send the top up, that other attitude with you.
Yes. Yes, like they give you something to put down.
No, man, they give you something to put on rotten. That you, what happened? I am telling you.
Yeah.
And no matter what you give to them, it will be never appreciated.
No, they're ungrateful. Very ungrateful.
Never. Let me tell you, and I'm sure you can validate this too, myself. We here and we push these musicians. We push them. We don't charge them money like what they complain they have to pay payola in Jamaica. And they save up their money and get their thing played in Jamaica. Not one of these musicians, not even one of them musicians ever called. We have Palace. We give, bless the hero man, Mr. Ruler Brown. We sit down and we literally, basically walk, Ruler Brown walk on the street and beg to give a scholarship. He left Jamaica 40 odd years from Jamaica. Hustle and walk barefoot to sell in a market with him granny and keep up him head until him could have come out and do something. But him never forget how hard it was. Scholarship. 55 scholarships get given to Jamaica people. I'm not relative, not picnic, not nobody in a Jamaica, but we walk and give. And you ask the artists, them come on the show, you play the advertisement, them, not one freaking one of them would say, hey, Dr. Hemp, let me put a $5 towards Palace. Thank you not for playing our freaking music.
Right.
The money.
They won't even give you a drop.
They won't give you a drop, and I would never ask an artist for a drop. Some of them on my show 3, 4, 5 times, and they never offer to give you a drop, which is promoting them as well. I have had drops, as a matter of fact, dump plates from artists that I never even interviewed.
Yes.
Have them, let me tell you how them stay, and you can validate this again. Them have 5,000 people in their friendship thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you call them on the show. And when you expect to get, say, 1,000 people from them place, when you look on them page, they never advertise that they're coming on the show. They don't promote
it.
They don't do nothing.
Right.
They come on the show and do the advertisement. They can't pay for, them ask, can't pay for 1 hour interview and pay you for, I like 7 or 8 songs for them in a Jamaica where they so love and give up everything. When they come on the show and they leave your show, they don't even send you a note to say, thank you for the interview, you know?
Yes.
Don't even, the only time you hear them again, 7, 8 months after. Boy, that's it. You want some to drop a new tune, you know? Send me your email again. Maybe send them a new tune to you like you're freaking work for these assholes.
Yes.
Never one of them say,
I am living in Jamaica. You're doing a good job. Let me give you one freaking dollar. Let me put towards a scholarship that you are trying to help our youth, or maybe even one of my cousin auntie picnic child. Not one of their mother efforts there do anything to help their own freaking country, and they suck out everything that they can get out of you and use you and refuse you and throw you up and puke out, and then they come and suck up the vomit when they want you to do something for them.
Yes, yes, yes. You are so right. You are so right. You know, but it just shows the character of some of these people. All are not like that. I'm not going to put all of them in that boat.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. But I want to say, Sister D, for them who say, and them this don't belong to, them only have to say, yes, sister, true, your talk, rather than say, okay, she put everybody in another one basket. And if you say that, me, I put everybody in another one basket, you just as right for me in there, because you don't have no damn sense. If you know this fit you, and you are semi-generalized, you are evading the freaking problem.
Exactly, exactly. Them know who you talk, you know? And the people that do it, they know it. You know, and it's sad, and it's really, you know, I don't think they understand the burden we carry when you're sincere about the music, when you want to present good quality music, and you try to support artists. I don't think people understand. They think we just here playing some music, you know, and it's more than that. With me, it's more than that.
But
it's about bringing people together.
Let me tell you something. When I start Caribbean Radio Show, it's all of the echoing that I hear in these young men who are taught. Some of them were honorable because, again, I am swept away by the lyrical contents of their music. Everyone's looking at them to see the mother effers. They are freaking no good, and the music does not translate in who they are. And you can come and get me if this one suits you, because I don't care a mother effer about your nasty, dirty life. Because the truth is the truth.
It's the truth. They don't have the liberty that they sing about. They don't.
How you?
And it hurts sometimes. You know, it hurts.
I come here as a woman, get my education in Jamaica, but I had to come here, Sister D, and slave as a slave in a somebody white folks' house, clean them picnic shit, clean. I couldn't eat out of the same plate these people eat out of. As a matter of fact, from a barn, although you're barn and your barefoot, you never have people eat and left and give you what them eat and left. And that may have to do. My peer, I have $175,000 left to pay for my education. And me trying to help a Jamaican brother. I mean, out of it. And when I go, I never hear a man ask woman for money. A dirty, nasty, worthless nigga do them something. I never even use that word in my life. But this is what's coming out. I have to purge myself for this. And until people understand what these folks do to people like yourself and me, who is helping them, they won't understand the gravity unless I bring up everything into my stomach and leave nothing unturned. Then people understand. I am sitting down here. If I go out the street to go and work right now, I am earning $100 and something. You can't give me less than, if you pay me low, it's $120 an hour. You're paying me. And I'm sitting down. Let me tell you something personal, Miss D. I'm sitting down here. Start this radio station with 35 people. And we just, I mean, by the time this month finished, we're hitting 1 million people. And these people are all over in Europe and listen to me. I'm a musician who me play the music every day. I bring people to come here to support our station. We have a scholarship in Jamaica that for our children. Is not our people them supporting the scholarship. It's other people who never been to Jamaica in their life support the 55 scholarship that we give. Shame freaking on you.
Yes. Yes.
We hear every single day they come and they listen, they hear www.palas1.org to serve Jamaica people, to help the people that we have to see one little doctor or four doctor. We miss one, two of them almost here. It's somebody who saved that little girl from her last year. He's a man we come from where yonder the Middle East. He's not all Jamaican people that do it.
Yes.
They will not give not even one freaking cent for help their own people. Majority
yeah.
of them, majority of them. Because some of them, hey, we know a lot of them out there do work, wonderful work. And if we don't know who we are talking to, we don't know exactly, if we don't try to have a foundation, we don't cannot get people to give, we don't own people can't give.
Yes.
Understand? And our artists, them who are suckless, we don't see a lot of them now suffer. But You have to give to get. We are here suffering.
Right.
We are here suffering too. We have to pay a bill. I just have a mic, $100 and something, a $900 computer. You have to pay. You have to keep your lights on. You have to sit down here and do this. We doing this, sweat and doing it. I've been sitting down here sometimes 16 hours a day. I develop circulatory problem for the past 4 weeks. I'm over a 7 years. Many of them are calling me. I have never been to doctor. I'm in a tech pills or nothing. I'm sitting here working for artists who is going to fling dirty water in my face, and I am having a medical problem because of them. And you don't expect me unless you want me to play one of your filthy songs for you.
Yes.
And
yes.
Don't play it. You won't tell me. You know them. Them don't make no qualms to tell you about your whatever, whatever.
Yes, yes, true.
And you gonna send me something to play that send me my skin out and cock up and make you run me? How you gonna disrespect me this way? Well,
disrespect.
Okay, Sister D. You mean to tell me that when me go interview you, I am gonna ask you how big and wide must I skin out for you to jump on me? My artist, my number one artist, sir, because I always like to caress them up a little bit. I mean, when you say how much I have to cock up 90 degrees or 45 degrees, you know,
right.
You want to
yeah.
jump me?
Yeah.
What are we doing with our time? What are we doing with our time and the music that we are enabling and the artists them that we are? Let me tell you my personal story. I want you listen to me because it's a way this a part I come from. We have an artist, you know. We have an artist, and I'm going to get down and dirty. Have an artist, you know, where I never have one computer. Never have one phone, and of course I was, let me tell you, me not ashamed to tell you, I was sucked into my mom, sucked into my, because the lyrics me feel said this is just uprise, you're going to bring the nation together, and this are up for people, because here I do my thing now, here's this and this.
Yes.
When
yes.
it's, you know, you are the purest of the angel, you know, me crown, you know. Me am 90 feet, you know. Me, you're a stranger, you know. Me am 90 feet. And me put you in the black. Me thinks that black is the richest color. So me put you in the black gown. That are the purest color, the black gown. And me give you all your gold teeth and your gold eye and your glitters and everything and your crown. And this is who you are in my eye. If you continue to strip yourself, and as you lie and you deceit and you nasty, and my father, bless his face, me broke my father's spirit too. I mean, in here, them come nasty way, and you are undo. Me say, no, you can't wear this crown no more. Oh, this dress is not for you no more. You are naked. You don't worthy of nothing that I give you. Let me tell you. You see, deception and deceit and lie.
Mm-hmm.
I want something, you know, sometimes you watch, you know, me glance one of them shows there, the Maripovich or one of them show there with the DNA, when these people come on the show. Like Armstrong right now, who for 50 years in a lie and a lie and a lie and a lie. And all of a sudden now, when broke people heart and him deceive people heart, and for whatever reason him do it. Mm-hmm. Now you have to come and attack the truth as if you know, say, one of the day, the dagger now go reach right into your freaking heart. They don't think about that. And then when them ask for your mercy and forgiveness, and you're not supposed to give them that, because they make them bleed you and kill you and make you suffer too much. Why are these people so freaking lying and disrespecting you to know that? Because when a man tell me a lie, or a woman or so, tell me a lie, you know, he must tell me something I have no freaking sense, you know. And if you have something I have no sense, you know, Sister D, it is going to make me into a person.
Yes.
Is not, they're going to be too right, you know.
Yes.
Because
yes.
Disrespect me to the core. You have to, you know, idiot, you don't have no brains, you know, you don't have no freaking sense. And he can't tell you anything and you just get flatter and believe it. Oh, did you do that? No, I did not do. Did you say that? No, I did not say that. You disrespect me. You're spitting on my face. So you see, one time you spitting on me and you disrespect me and all of them maggots inside of me. You see, when me puke up, you have to suck it.
Mm-hmm.
Now. What you are, nothing but filthy, dirty maggots.
Wow.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
But I am an artist. Hear the artist music. Swept into it. Artists call me, hey, you know, we want some management. The same management thing. I tell you some Paul Feet, sister. Me not going to lie, part out my Paul Feet. And me say, yeah, all right, me we try and decide. Me go try and do what we can do. How? Oh, first of all, them now no computer. Me send them one brand new computer. Hard drive. Them now no phone. Them now no money. They want money to do this. They want money to do that. Me say, hey, a manager, no support you in a back man. Oh, this is how we in Jamaica. If you're a manager, you get support. I mean, you support the artist. You know, when the artist up. Me say, no, that's not what management is. Management go out and procure an investor for you.
Yes.
And management is the investor themselves. You understand? Mm-hmm. What I'm saying? Yeah, that's brother man. Making the man every freaking thing. I mean, money after money to tap up and tap up. We say, no problem. Me, I manage. I mean, I kind of keep a little so and so. All right, you know, get a break.
Ah.
What? 4 or 5 months. Hey, we want work. I scream at me, you know. Let me tell you something. I want thing, me not take from no man, you know. For no man raise them voice above me. And
yes.
So what? I can't screw myself. I can't blow in on my own face. I buy my own clothes. I buy my own car. I buy my own freaking house. So you better come with something before you can raise your freaking voice at me. And the man raising voice at me, you know, who I support the half-ass bloody worthlessness. Because now me have the power to call you that.
True.
Man, take my things. And him take my things, and every time he wants something, Dr. F. Me set them up on a show.
Yes.
Them things are more good. The man set them, make me get a notice last night, a website set up and everything. Not the man don't even hold me page and have Caribbean radio show, say my support it, you know. And I eat him a liver offer, and I'm a freaking yay top in my liver offer with my $10, my $1, all my which me send for you.
Yes.
A woman has to freaking work hard for.
Oh my God.
Am I serious? And then your website set up. And then your website. No, first of all, it calls somebody up. When he stop the ease of time and support him with the money, I guess more or less my management done this up. Then him get to put another woman, another fool. I have to call her a fool, like myself a fool too. I tell you what kind of thing about me. Tell all kind of thing about me, and the woman who don't know me from Adam said, "Who are you working with that another person? Are you working with that woman? You know, I hate her. This woman don't know me, and she don't know when you do for a man. I'm gonna take care of a man. I mean, get a man a computer. As a matter of fact, the money that he is using to call her, I give him the money to call her. That's
God have his mercy.
That's how freaking stupid I am." You understand that? And that mother effer sucking my money and calling me and giving me a name time, you know. Like, when he him lacking things so that even the show where he might can't get done. Now promote me. I'm sitting on here and I promote the show. He not do anything. He make a website. It's Block Talk Radio. Oh, my show would be on Block Talk Radio this evening and so on and so. So you know what I do? You're not going to call me in the back. I double call him with an iron and a feedback. Here's the show. I make sure I lock him off of my Skype, lock him off of my Facebook, lock him off of my station, and be sure him have my number. Be sure him now call my number. But you have to
go
back where it's freaking Cambridge.
Yes.
And you have to call them out. Because they're nothing but scum, freaking bad, and I am the person who allow it. I am the... You are eating out of my hand. You are going on my show. And at the same time, you cannot even promote my logo on your thing because that is your freaking thing. And my computer that you are using to conduct, and in the name of whatever, whatever, you are using to conduct your business is mine. That's how some of our scumbags that produce lyrical content that sucks you in and take you to heaven. And then there is when you get to heaven, you realize that you are in hell torment. And some of us are so ashamed, we cannot tell anybody. And this is what so open up the woman's eyes, because it's only we have enough courage and strength to better ourselves and support these freaking lazy ass mother effers.
Yes, you're so right. But Dr. F, you should not feel bad, because what you did it out of the goodness of your heart. See, that's the difference. And whatever they did is not going to prosper.
Thank you.
It won't prosper. It won't prosper because they didn't do it with the right mind and the right heart. So what you did, you will be blessed for it, and what they did, they will be cursed for it.
Let me tell you about something that I'm scared about, me, Sister D. I was talking to a brethren on a mine this evening. You see, when I reach them party in a life, let me tell you something. Your grandmother always say, no, let me tell you, you saw I live my life? Me not think I can live my them life in the purest of pure like I live my life. Me can't lick my hand from my chest for that. You see, when you screw me over, Sister D, and I raise up my hand to my element, I've done. So you can come with your bullet, and you can spread my name all where you can, but you are walking, living, freaking dead.
Mm-hmm.
Take that to wherever you want to take it.
Yep.
You can't pull on people who honestly giving them soul and them heart to you, and you turn around and spit on it and deceive it and maliciously just sit down and laugh after it and believe that you're pure and you're innocent. Because when your time comes to mourn, me is expressing myself now, but yours is going to come when a time when you're going to mourn to hell and you're going to suck the bitterness. There are a lot of women like me mourning. Let me tell you something, my sister. A young lady called me and tell me, see, another particular person called them, and this person are really a want to get into the music, you know. And she sell out everything. May I tell you, sir, this is how we believe in these people. And let me tell you something. You might say a fool with fool. And a fool with fool, you know. We're just in awe with the protection of word. We're just in. This is why religion, in a religion, them get us so much, and we are the sole proprietor of religious teaching and so, because we want to feel a part of and belong and secure. And when them people sit down and them show away with them freaking lie, which them think them hook them, because them have it, them sit down and really talk to them one another, who pay them can do. This is a profession, you know.
Yes.
This a profession, because I know one of them are do it, and a two, and a three, and a four, and a five. A whole heap of them are do this thing.
You're right.
How you can have a sister like a sister D and support your music? How you know come and drop one little money in the piggy bank and them go up and show them, we come and tell you, so them I do European tour and them I do all kind of stuff and none of them never come back and say, sister D, hey, so one little something here, help to pay your computer bill this week.
Yes.
And Christmas come, them send you one evil nice little something and say, hey, sister, me know some of you play me music all along. Hey, take this out, help me. See, you know, encouragement, sweet labor.
Right.
You sit down here, you advertise, I'm sure you play their music. And you play them, send you, what one person tell me, say, somebody send him one artist, him say, all right, send me some song, man. I'm going to play some song for you, blah, blah, contact him. Him send him 45 songs. Hold on, Sister D, hold on, don't say how yet. Hold that for me a little bit. The 45 song, track 1, track 2, track 3, track 4, track 5, track 6, wait, track 7, track 8, track 9, track 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45. And tell the man. The man said, but master, what we must do with the music here?
You're supposed to name that tune. Didn't you know that?
Yes. That's name the tune. Name the artist. Mr. Rosebrown, name the tune. Name the artist. How on earth you name the tune, name the artist. The man tell him, say, hell no way am I going to do that. You do it and send it back. Him not send them back. Because your responsibility to take care of them biographers. You have them writing of them biographers. Me know, so you must get some of them laughing by your ear. Oh, I was born in Jamaica at St. Mary Hospital at 9:45 a.m., delivered by midwife Richardson, and my mother had three other complicated births. And when I grew up in Morant Bay Town, I went to Morant Bay Primary, and things weren't good at home, so I had to go to Kingston. I mean, don't even look. And of course, I. How can you write a bio, first of all, in the first person? That's 30-something years, 20-something, and they will not learn nothing more than
No, you can't tell them because they feel like they are big actors. They've been doing this for years. So,
I 35 years, and nobody has never told me to name my track. So, me not send you no music, lady.
Right. So, you just say, here's the track. I have done that. I said, this is a track. I don't know who it's by because they didn't put the name on it or anything. But, you know, maybe you can figure it out and tell me who it is.
I would never ever play that. I don't even play it on. Because that is just telling me that I am a non-profession.
I do it to make them angry, you know, to let them know you're not doing it right. You know, how am I supposed to pump up your tune, say, you know, anything about you, and you send me something that says track one? Do you know how many track ones I got?
That's exactly what I am saying. So, for example, when I have two artists' songs that I automatically upload to the computer to upload to my switchboard because I have to go to three different things. When I upload all of them track one here, who the heck is this? We have three track one. Who is the one on top, the one on bottom? And no matter
right.
tell these people they're bigger than you, they're better than you, they're in the business, they tell you straight up, they're in the business for 30-something years. And of course, you're in the business for 30-something years. And me, who don't have experience in management, you are begging me to manage you. But you are such a big-time artist.
Yes, yes, exactly. They don't even know, they don't even think about what they're saying. If they listen to what they just said, it might open their eyes to something. You know, you've been doing this all this time, and maybe this is why you still, you know, ain't got nowhere. You think?
Ah, my dear sister, let me tell you, folks, for those people who understand what this thing is all about, and I really understand, I am not out here. I'm out here to clean house. This is a situation to kind of say to artists out there, to kind of say to my sisters out there who work so damn hard for them little money. I come here as a housemaid. I work myself from a housemaid. Can I have a doctor behind and in front of my name? Right? I don't do that. I do it on my knee, scrubbing people floor, having little picnic spit on me as a big woman.
Yes.
And I said, damn well freaking taking part of woman drawers and nothing out of mine in order for sit down here for a man come take my freaking money and laugh after me on top of it.
No. We as a people have to understand there is supposed to be a balance between the man and the woman. And we so off balance, it's not even funny. Okay? We allow these men to come into our lives because we a lot of them are lonely, or the man tell them something they've been wanting to hear for I don't know how many years. They fall for it, and they figure, oh, he loves me. How can anybody love you better than you love yourself? Because if you loved yourself, you wouldn't allow that kind of stuff to happen. You know? Consistently, they keep doing it. And like you say, the wife call them, and they go argue with the wife. It's crazy. It's crazy.
I think with shows like these, you know, and more shows like these, we can call out these people. And those are the women who, you know, sometimes we don't know what's happening and we kind of get on it. But I hope people will take a listen to this show, not in the kind of a way, but to know that this show is to solve a problem. And don't tell me that I should call these artists one-on-one and tell them, but because you are saying that, you're going to make me pissing mad.
Yes.
Needs to be exposed. This needs to fame another woman with a $20, $30, $40, $50, $100 who thinks she's going to invest in something.
Yes.
It's nothing. Nothing.
That's
you're
true.
Investing yourself in your sorry. Go take it and have your nails done up properly. We women suffer the hell enough. You're not supposed to give man any time you feel that, any time. Let me tell you something, ladies. Anytime you have to take out your credit card, if your credit card is a black card, American Express, and you have to take the and him can't match that, you are not, I'm telling you, you are not, so, especially if you work as a maid like me.
Yes.
Scrub a bathroom floor with toothbrush like me, forget where I am, and you're not supposed, you're, if me show you my gold card and my Black American Express and you can't match it, you don't belong in my presence.
That's true.
Where I am, 16 or 20, probably, and even then, you know, belonging in my presence. And so we have to treat our men. We have to lift up. I am not saying that your money is what it is. But you know what? If your financial situation is not where it is, you're totally damn irresponsible. If I have to not, what I have is because I don't go out. I have my nails done and I have my hair done and I save my money and make sure I can go to school and I save my money and make sure I can get a roof over my head and so that you don't have to run me out of your house because I've seen that so much in my community where I belong and you have to take up your money and send God give a hard, great tone man to tap up him phone. You know you must go tell him to go school himself.
Yes.
And if he don't know how to do that, you have
Exactly. They sit up and they pray upon these women. They pray upon their weaknesses, you know, and they think you're desperate. Like I had to tell one, I'm not desperate
yes.
for no man.
Yes, yes.
You know, I'm not desperate at all. Trust me.
Yes.
I've got a lot of quantity. I want some quality. You know, there's a bunch out there.
This is the first thing, you know, like I'm here, and I don't have a picture up on Facebook. I refuse, because as I come, I said to you, you know, sister, when I sit at my computer, I am here to work. I am not looking at a man. I never wanted a man. First of all, I always think it beneath myself to think about so that any well-thinking person would look somebody on the internet. I make some egregious freaking mistake that I would live to regret.
Yes.
I would live to regret egregious freaking mistake in my life or even saying hi to a man on the internet.
Yep. It's the virtual world. They can tell you anything. You know?
We have to be a little bit more careful. We have to start looking out for one another. We have to start looking out for our generation. We have to start set in the foundation, make in the womb, little wombs to come, and those who are going to be fertilizing their womb to make sure a woman, I'm telling you, a woman in a certain age, especially in a Jamaica, you know, and I'm going to be graphic here again.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody say, listen to me. We don't get no little lovey-dovey and little passionate hug and kiss and somebody stroking our temples and using the tip of their finger and giving us any rose petal in any bath romancing us. Valentine's Day, we don't know nothing about that. By the way, Valentine's Day is coming up. It's my birthday, if any wonderful human being. To get a laugh out of this. Anyway, you don't get no romance and nobody stroke your hair and run them finger through your hair. You don't get that. Them drop you down in some bush somewhere and as usual cock you up, give you 6 pickney and then run you out with your grip when you're whole and you're not as, you know, nice and firm anymore and you don't have that so-called saleable, but thank God, you know, the heavens always provide a caring hand for a lot of us. Sometimes we have some wonderful children, and a lot of us to see our little children that we were raised by ourselves. I mean, my son, thank God for him, Sergeant Walk. I was able to get a 2-month freaking vacation in Europe, all over Europe, because a son with me sacrificed all by myself, and get a whole vacation, 2 months in Europe. I mean, sitting down, I can't even tell you the stuff where I get done. Because as a woman, I stood up and fight for, and for somebody, as a man, basically nothing, although he was one of the smartest person I've ever seen. But eventually does nothing. Nothing. But so there is reward. There is reward. And when we get to that stage that we work so hard, and a lot of us, you reach a certain age, and I understand the situation where a lot of us find ourselves in. Hey, the children, them gone, your emptiness,
yep.
One little house, you have one little car, and then, you know, you might be on the social thing, and you hear somebody talk and all of that, and a lot of us, because our needs sometimes don't really connect with certain sensibility, and we get again, now we.
Yes.
And then this is how we get dragging. And by the time you start to have a conversation, one another, something come, and you listen to certain things. And they are so smart. They study the book to the T. You cannot be as good as them until you fall into them trap.
Yes.
You can't go as good as them until you fall in your trap.
Yeah.
And this program is to really say, edify our woman, because we need to speak to each other. We need to speak out. We need to talk about what is going on, that a lot of them just is inboxing somebody and their grief and them all of that. We need to talk it out. And those anybody out there who want to join this conversation, let me, I haven't gone into my chat room or anything yet. Give us a call. Chat with us. Give us a call, 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. 2407. Thank you, Nebraska. Thank you, my dear.
But you know what? You know what? We have to stop as women fighting each other.
Yes, sister.
The jealousy that's among the women, not just only in the business, but women in general. We have to stop that, you know, because how are we going to make any changes if we can't change? We have to come together and understand each other, because every woman has gone through something.
Yeah.
If you're a woman, you done suffered somewhere down the line. I'm not saying the man hasn't suffered, but I'm talking about as women, we need to come together, put our differences aside, and learn to unify. And we can stop a lot of this effery that's going on around here.
We, listen, my dear. We're
jealous of each other.
That's exactly what I am saying to you. When a sister go on a brother page, the other sister call and say, what are you doing on my man page? What kind of man you have? This man have six women which brought him there. And God knows what had other than the woman them, God knows what else him have. Plus and 10 other women that him a pimp.
Yes.
So when you as a woman are going to get up and inbox me and argue with me about your what this man who is not even worth to himself, then something is wrong with us.
Yes.
And that's why they see us as being desperate. Let me tell you something. They see us women as desperate. If you are, especially of a certain age, they will call up these women, oh, I'm going to come and I'm going to do this to you, and I'm going to do that to you, and I am going to this, and I'm going to do all of that. And gosh no, if you ever let them into your space, it's you are letting yourself into the 1,000 other women them when them is on top of with them one night stand, because all they want is who's you off until you get, and if you ever get to them, you have to be careful what you get from them.
That's true.
Because
you know what
they have.
Yeah. You know, my mother died when I was 17 years old. So my father finished raising me, okay? So a lot of things he taught me, when it comes down to a man, you know, it's kind of hard for them to get to me like that, you know, because of the way my father brought me up and the things he taught me about what a man can do and what he can't do, I remember those things, you know, and then my own experiences. I learned from them. I didn't keep repeating the same thing over and over again. After I did it one time and saw it didn't work, then I made a change. So now, any of them that step to me with them old dry lines and that old game, you know, I tell them, I'm the one that brought it here, the game you playing. So you can just go on and leave me alone, because I'm not here for that. I don't play those kind of games. So just go on about your, find another fool, because I'm not the one. I am not the one.
Oh,
I don't play that kind of stuff.
And we are here to make no woman, because majority of us, no matter who we are suffering one way or the other. Individual. And this is what I'm saying to my sisters out there who cannot tolerate my yelling and screaming right now. And pass my yelling and screaming and see if you can find something in what I'm saying. I am trying to put a word out there that none, almost, probably, let me just say none. Please allow me to say none. And who want to get themselves out of it, get themselves. None of these men that are hitting you up. There is no love on Facebook. All you can get is STDs and STIs from Facebook. There is nothing out there with any man who is going to bring any conversation. And especially if they want you want to top up them phone, or if they want to send them $100. Listen, we have worked so hard. I come here as a maid. Why the hell should I give any man a penny out of what I doing, burning my knees on somebody else's floor?
That's true.
so low.
Yep.
What? Exactly. You know, everybody has a place to start off. And we have, when I was starting off, I'm a little barefoot, fussy kid, pickney, who will grow up. But I pull up myself.
Yes.
I pull up myself to where I am. And with my father, I can't read or write, but them tell you, Lord, do better than what I do. A lot of us don't have some opportunity to do a lot of stuff. But there is a thing that superpowers opportunity, integrity.
Yes.
Honesty.
Yes.
Honesty. Respect.
Character and integrity and respect, yes.
And if you can't have any of that, I'm not saying that you have to have a degree or you have to have the. Not everybody can go there because it's not, and everybody brain, as them said, make up for certain things. And everybody can't afford $100,000, $50,000, $30,000. That's not
right.
Because there are some of us, like myself, who still not reach nowhere, have no sense, because if we ever have somebody bring me to the as much sense as me, think me have book sense, and somebody are going to take me and bring some words and make me send a couple of dollars on my computer and whatever, come give them, and then call my name to that. That means I make me have a lot to learn.
Mm.
I've got a lot to
learn. Got to learn some street sense.
Dr. L. Let me tell you first. Mr. Zuckerberg, too, let me tell you, I learned to put out some words. I learned to express myself to all stupidness that I never knew that I could have done. And I think I'm doing kind of fine. I'm just, don't, hey, come on. I mean, Sister D, you don't think I'm able to kind of frame the words with the right kind of emphasis on
education
and stuff like that. I'm getting there. The only thing, I still need to see through them. I need to find them first before I listen to the music.
Yes. Know the artist first. That's the best thing, because they can talk all anybody. You know, the devil knows the Bible.
Oh my goodness, Lord of mercy.
You know, so if you know, and the book says that the anointing works without repentance, so a person can sit down and write some awesome lyrics and turn right down and rob you. So, you know, you got to be able to discern the evil from the good. And this was just for you to see how people can be. Because we have been trustworthy. Because these are women are like that. That's how we are. Because we are nurturers, you know. And so we want to help. We want to see somebody grow. We want to see them prosper. But they don't want the same thing for us.
Yeah. Ah.
See? So you have to know. You can't help everybody. You have to know who to help. And the only way you're going to know who to help is you get that divine guidance from the Almighty. And it's called discernment. You know how sometimes you run across a person and you say, and you don't even know them, and you say, my spirit, I don't know about this. You know? You have to learn to listen to that inward voice that tells you, no, that ain't right. You know? And it takes time, because we are so open and giving. That's how we are. And men take advantage of that. They take advantage of it. So we're going to have to learn to know who to trust, who not to trust, who to help, who not to help. And women are going to have to come together. It's just simple as that. And until we do that, they're going to always be able to do what they do to us, because we too silly thinking that they in love after, you know, they done laid the pipe or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We think they in love.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not in love, they're in heat.
Mm-hmm.
It's love. It's not love.
And you know what, Sister D? Some of them cannot, for save them life, them cannot even do a crap. And that is one thing. For save them life, then what them have, them can't even use it if them even have anything.
Yep. True.
And it's a sad thing. But then you don't pay your money long time. You don't pay your money long time.
Yeah, man.
your money long time. But let me tell you something, man. We you know, I've said this over and over and over. When we had our show with our raping thing, what we have now, there's a pandemic situation now of raping. And a majority of them, even musician there, with the music, no, they're not for rape anymore. Them just grab you and turn you over and tell you skin it up and push it in. Them not grab you for do that now. So we so desensitized now. Them don't have to do much aspirin because them rape our minds now.
Yes, yes.
So the body just follows. The body automatically follows.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. And we got to take back control of our mind and deal with our babies. The babies are suffering because we so stupid. You know, and you're raising up another generation that is doing the same thing because they don't see any different. Babies making babies. You see, nobody's training the child.
You see, well, let me tell you why that's happening to my sister. Because we so in need of the loving, and because we see the people. Let me tell you something. And I want to apologize to my wonderful audience for me with this bright red. And normally I don't allow people to use bright red font in my thing, but this is crazy mad me. So allow me, please, to use my bright writing in my red font today. Anytime you see red font, you know I'm in the danger zone and I'm blazing mad. So, I mean, just my apologies for using that. But, you know, this is one of the situations that we have to bring out the biggest of the guns. And this is what I can use right now to deal with this. When we look at ourselves and the children that we are doing, and you said they are letting us stray, because a lot of us, when we are grown up, if we are of a certain age, we don't get the loving and the juicing up and the kissing and the caress and the negligee and
right.
The down nicely and slipping up and slipping into music and little wine and all of that. So now that we see all of them things up on television and all them things, we are trying to get some of these things too. And in trying to get some of these things, we are even neglecting our children to cry out. Off of some of these, because we're human beings.
Yes.
No, no, children neglect our children and for try to run after this man, for try to get some of the warmth too, because that's what we really want. And they know it.
Yes.
They know what to say to lure us in. And then they strike. It's like them get a hammer and just lick you down upon the head after them done juice out everything out of you. Next.
Exactly.
And all of a sudden, them call you the B-I-T and the H-O-R, and them is more whole than you, as if what they call.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. But we've got to have more self-esteem about ourselves. Yes, we need those things, but you can't get it anywhere. You can't just go anywhere and get it. But we're willing to accept a lot of things just to say we got a man.
Yes.
And that's ridiculous.
Yes. Yes.
You remember back in the day, they used to say, well, a half a man is better than none. I don't believe in that because I'm not giving you half a woman. So why do I need half a man?
Thank you, my sister. Thank you.
You know, no. Just let me be by myself if that's the way it's got to be.
I
don't want no half a man.
If I can, as I say, buy my own liquor shelter, keep my foot off of the cold, put food into my stomach. They have stuff that you can buy to screw yourself to a screw in your want.
No sense
that you get these people who can't even screw in at the first place, some of them. They don't want to love. They don't have nothing on all them coming is to giving you them germs and diseases.
Dr. M, you on fire tonight.
I have to melt this out and tell you the truth because I want to live. I cannot make to me. It's one thing we have to do. You know, certain people win by them can make them believe. So you want to be ashamed and sitting in your corner and shame and cry. Oh my God, I'm crying. But coming out fighting to the whip, you're going to have to take the hell me down.
That's right.
But I'm not going to be ashamed of what you do.
Exactly.
You are the one. The shame is on you. You are the deceiver.
Right.
You are the freaking liar.
Yes, yes.
You are the one who has the germs. You are the one who is the contaminator.
Yes, yes, yes. Mama said, you can't tell it, let me tell it.
No.
That's how it goes, you know? And if you tell it yourself, then ain't no lie they can tell. Cause you
no lie. Thank you, thank you. Then let me see you going to tell your lie. Let me see, because
exactly.
here is the full big time brawl. And as I say to them, those of you who think anything behind my name is going to let me stop you, when you step on my foot to let me say, oh, you're hurting me. Oh, you're hurting me. Hell no.
Mm.
It's not going to be like that.
Exactly.
I'm a real human being, and nobody's going to put any kind of lock and key up on my mouth when you are wrong. You are going to get called out. You are going to be called a liar. You are going to call me the deceiver. You are the one who needs to get out there, get a job, and stop leeching your ass on other people, which is woman, who you have no respect for. You can't even give a good night's clue, but you need to make money. That's all you're freaking good for.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, Dr. Ed. I agree with you. You know? It's a shame. It's a shame. And it hurts because, like you say, you believe these artists. You believe what they're singing about. And then when you see their liberty, it sort of takes you down a peg because you put them on such a level, you know? And they fall from grace. A long way from grace.
Yes, man. Yes, man. I want to say big up to my chat room this evening. I know a lot of you, I hope that those of you are here are somebody who's been hurting and really want to use this place as a place to vent, because I'm here to bring awareness to some of the down and dirty things that's going on. A lot of us women are here putting our life, our sweat, our time into this music, not because we don't have anything to do, not because we're stupid and fool and foolish. If somebody is looking for love, it has nothing to do with their fool and foolish or anything. We are here trying to support people who we think really need support.
Exactly.
And for us to look and believe and be fooled, and because you tell us something, you have to turn the finger back on yourself. You are the one who are deceiving people. You are the liar. We are not the fools.
Right. Exactly.
You understand?
Exactly.
I want to just say, all of you folks out there, put it on your page. Let those women, from last night I put this out. I am about 5 or 6 emails. Some of them, emails still coming in. Some of them are about the same freaking persons.
Uh-huh.
More than one about the same freaking persons.
Yes. Yes.
What is that we're looking for? Don't look at the man's facial features. Is that going to help you? You're going to be a slave for the rest of your life, because then he's going to be cocking up inside of the bed while you have to go out and work. And when you're coming home, you're not getting a good school for it either.
Yep.
So what is this about?
Exactly.
What is this about? We have got to put a stop with it. If you want, let me tell you something. When you have things to do, you know, you don't necessarily think of sex. It's the same drive. Go volunteer. Start a business. Maybe out there you will find a man. Find yourself in the place where you will find the man. Very few people on the internet have any good business. The people who are doing business, find somebody who are doing business and have some legitimate business. Maybe that's who you can align yourself with, but not somebody who is just out there trying to hustle somebody after the other, after the other, after the other. Sit and look at it. Some page. Look at what they're saying to people. Look at what they're saying to the women. You can pick up certain things from certain lines on their page and think about what they're inboxing these folks to.
Yes, yes.
Cannot afford ourselves to be victims. You have the power. There's a big distance, great distance between your computer, him, and yourself. They cannot push their hand through the computer and hurt you, nor can they push their hand through the computer and take your money.
Right. Exactly.
Like you're laughing at them, laugh back at them too.
Yep.
And when they tell you things, oh, I love you, write it on your page. Hey, John say he loves me and he wants to marry me. See how quick things happen to you there. Hey, darling, you say you love me? Let me write that on the page. I mean, you want to come and give me the works tonight? Let me write that. Hey, John, I mean, oh, I can't wait for you to come and give me the works. Damn, I have been here 15 years, 10 years without a man. And when I hear you talk about how you're going to turn me around and turn me over, whoa, I can't wait. Put that back on their page and see how green they turn.
Exactly. Exactly. Huh. They'll ask you, why did you do that?
Oh, why did you do that? You know, they'll delete you. They're not going to ask you that. They delete. But you know what? They cannot delete. He cannot delete from your page.
Right.
That is a good strategy. Hey, John. Mm-hmm. Hey, darling, I love you. I want to come over tonight. Copy all of that with the name, the time. Put it on your page.
Yep.
If you're in love with me, then that would be wonderful. Then your whole world know we're in love.
Mm-hmm. You see what love is.
You see what love is.
You definitely will find out what the love is about then.
Then we see what real love is about, man. Then we see what real love is about. Here is what we as presenters should do. And I want to give you a little, probably I should give you a little break to get a glass of water. My voice is kind of
getting dumb,
but it is okay. But here's what, Sister D, I know you're a woman sitting down. There are a lot of women who so-called claim, get the title of manager, never get a dime from these people because they ain't getting no work, or if they do get work, they when they go on the set, it's 50 barrage of woman that is not you. You ain't even getting none of the sex. Is where they go and they pimp somebody right there on the set, 6, 7, 8, 9 other women on there. Them can't...
Yep.
Respect the place, them disrespect you there, them holler and scream at you. Walk the freak out, woman, and because there is nothing in it for you. First of all, they're not going to get anywhere because no promoter is going to have them back with that kind of a behavior. So you're wasting your time.
Yes. Yes.
Wasting your time.
Exactly. They have to open their eyes and be able to see that. They're so infatuated with the fact, you know, that this man wants me, this man needs me.
Oh, yes.
That they miss the obvious, okay? Because if you all that, why you by yourself?
Ah.
And you're a man.
And you're so damn handsome. You're such this musician. You are so hot. You're 23 years of being in the business. You are so freaking hot. And you have to be coming to me. And not only that, you have to be begging me for a top up your phone. Isn't that something ain't right? Are we that kind of a look? We have so much faith that, oh, one day he will be. He's going to make it one day. Well, he is 45 now, and he's been in this business 35 years, and he ain't make it yet. Is it going to be tomorrow? So let me just pop this up a little much because he got good music. He's almost there. He just needs my help to pump it up a little bit more. Let me just Hey, we're going to come back in a bit. 30 seconds. I want to say big love to my hero man, Mr. Rule, about a man of integrity helping the youth stem of Jamaica. Those of you folks who are listening to me, I challenge you. I challenge you right now. If you are there, we have a scholarship going in Jamaica. We did 45 scholarships last year. When we talk about educating our women, we have to avert some of the disadvantage that we can get a little bit more sense in our head. We can able to buy one shoes, buy one dinner, buy one little night rest. And we don't have to be obligated to any man who is going to use them dick to beat us. And they cannot even do a good beating with it anyway. Settle for this rockety. We don't have to settle for their germs and diseases. We can, if it is so bad, there are lots of wonderful toys out there that is readily available and guarantee satisfaction to the nth degree. The nth degree. So, you know what? In the meantime, you take a break, my sister. Let me vote and the man we call the professor of Mr. Garnet Silk. Listen up.
Yeah, you talk too much.
But we know the truth, so you are late. We know where we are going, and we know where we're
Could not other than just kind of maybe hold up your hand and say, oh my gosh, the pressure is too high. But here, you know what? Sometimes you have to get there. You cannot keep hiding. And, you know, like if you have wind in your body and you keep squeezing it in and your belly start hurt you. You cannot internalize the things then that is supposed to get out to you that is not good. Meaning, one of the things that I've been saying in the new year, there are toxic people around you. I mean, in your area. I mean, as far as possible that you can go and get rid of them, your life would be full of joy. Because if I never have toxic people around me, my blood pressure wouldn't be as high as it is and make me vex. Rather than me laughing, judge or whatever you call it, I am constantly in need of laughter. And when I get vexed, it's usually very, very serious for me because I should not, my little time on earth should not be to be vexed with anybody and to be in a damn kind of spirit. That means that I have to drop inside of myself and really take a stop to say, who the hell am I associating myself with? How did I get into this position that I put down my guard, that I am being taken by some little fancy word for somebody to make me take them into my inner sanctuary that they can disrespect
everything that I have and work for, which is my personal self, and my personal self. When I invite you into my sanctuary, it is holy ground. You have to remove your shoes. You have to do all kind of stuff for me to get there. And if I invite you in, that means in my spirit, somewhere, whether or not I'm making the mistake, I find you worthy. And you're supposed to be honored by that. And not to dishonor the space. And if you are, then you are nothing more than to wipe a foot on and to be kicked out. The same way you are doing me. So when I get myself together and get my thought together and get my asthma together and figure who, where am I? And I get my strength together as quickly as I pass. And I do the very same thing. Wipe my foot and kick the hell out of you. And I'm also going to be putting up a big old sign. For those who have ears to hear and heart not to feel for the little squanchy, little ABC words that for every reason they get up sometimes, no matter who you are, you could have been a scientist up on top of scientists. I mean, we had a scientist, an astronaut the other day who put on diaper and drive the hell how many thousands of miles to go and get somebody for another man. Come on. What you say about little me sometime or little you who are just ABC learners? You know, so no matter who you are, and some of you are saying out there, you cannot get taken like that. My friend always tell me, who is a philosopher, one of the smartest person in the world, I think, say, you know what, sweetness? I don't care who you are. If you are at the right place, at the right time, in the right environment, if you are king, if you are queen, even Jesus himself, you can give in. You can get knocked off your feet. But the thing about it is not to stay down on your feet. Hey, somebody knock you, you get robbed. All you have to do, make sure now all your doors, change your lock, then find your door. Buy some better lock. Get in an expert if you need that to do and make sure your place better secure. It doesn't mean that they won't come again, but this time they may have a much more difficult time to get in. And you might get them before they get you. And that is the gist of this conversation. Hey, Sister D, I know you know, in spite of it all, because we can't make them suck out all of our time, really. I want you to tell our listener, I know you have been a stalwart in this music business. I love all of reggae music. There are a lot of absolutely talented men and women who are singing this music and living the life. Tell our listeners where we can find you and you know the format to your show and all of that kind of a thing.
All right, Dr. M. I am at rockerscorner.com. I'm there every day from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Sunday morning, 9 a.m., I do a gospel show where we give God the glory and honor for allowing us to see another day. rockerscorner.com.
K-E-R-S. I'm trying to write rockerscorner.com inside of the chat room here. And tell me, what kind of music that you want? And tell me, okay, there's some artists out there who are listening to us right now. You know, we talk about some of the stuff that we don't want. Tell us some of the stuff that if an artist is going to send you their music, who is not in this business for 30 odd years and know it all, what kind of format you would like your music to be sent to the superstars, them who don't need our help? Talk to the artists, them, how you would like them to really treat you, since you are doing service for them.
What I would like is for artists to send me positive music only. I do not play slackness. I do not play violence music. And I do not play the Red Bull and rum music.
Okay? Because I'm so sorry. Let you school me, because a lot of school, a lot of the street things we don't know still. The other one, what other kind of music you don't want?
I don't want the slackness, the back it up.
Okay.
And dagger. I don't want that. I don't play that on Rocker's Corner. My station is about uplifting, unifying, and bringing people together with conscious music. And that kind of music has its place. I'm not going to knock those that want to play it. If you want to play it, that's you. That is not what Rocker's Corner is about. We're about trying to bring positiveness, to uplift people and show them, help them deal with whatever they're dealing with so that they can live a decent life. And backing it up and daggering is not going to help.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want that kind of music. Don't send it to me. I don't want to hear about the gal whining.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about that. I don't care if she whining or not. We've been whining enough.
We've been done whining enough long time and not getting us anywhere.
And we done did so much whining. We got all these babies and can't take care of these babies because we done cocked it up and backed it up and daggered. We don't need to know how to do that. We need to know how to live in this economy, something that's going to uplift us and help us make it through another day. And daggering is not going to do that. You can do that anytime.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So the artists that send me music, please make sure it's positive. Please make sure it's labeled properly, because if it's track one, track two, it's going in file 13. It's going in the dump it pile. I'm telling you that now. You know I don't bite my tongue. This is supposed to be what come up, come out. Okay? So if you send it to me like that, I'm not going to bother to send it back to you. I'm just going to not play it. You won't hear it because I don't know. How am I supposed to know what the tune is if you're sending me track one, track two, track three? You know? So don't send it like that. You know? And I would like, if you could, send a drop. You don't have to do a dub plate. I'm not asking you for that. Just send a drop. That's all. I don't want no money because it's not a payola station. I'm about trying to help promote artists that have something to say. So I will play your music if it's positive and it's conscious. I said that 1,000 times, Dr. M, and I still get back it up, dagger. I don't know why. Even on my tagline, it says 100% positive 100% of the time.
You think they,
does not mean,
they don't care or they don't have no respect for what you say?
Well, then it goes in file 13. It's real simple. I don't argue with them. I just don't play it. You know, I don't have time for that. Our people are in trouble. This conversation we had tonight lets you know that we're in trouble. We don't need that. We need to know how to come together, how to get along with one another, how to put our differences aside and come together as a people, because they are screwing us left and right in this economy, in the system, and we got all these little isms and schisms going on among ourselves. You see what I'm saying? And we can't come together like that. You got we're using, like the thing that happened to you. We're misusing our people. We're misusing ourselves. I'm here to be used. I'm not here to be misused.
Yes.
That's the difference. And until we learn that we are brothers and sisters in this struggle, that if I don't make it, if you stifle me, you stifle yourself.
Yes.
It's simple
as that. Let's talk about that a little bit. And folks out there, I mean, this is the illustrious Sister D from Rocker's Corner. And, of course, you're here. She is there every week, Monday to Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. on her station there, bringing you the positive music. Let's talk a little bit about something very important there, Sister D. A lot of the artists, them, and I'm sure you may have the same situation like I do too. They don't come to listen to your station, but then when I have a new music, them say, Sister D, send me an email again, let me send you my new music. I mean, why are they so disrespectful, Sister D?
I think they're disrespectful because they don't care. All they care about is what they want.
Mm-hmm.
They're not caring about, like you say, the time and the effort that you put into doing what you do. You know, some people think you just come in, sit down, and turn on the thing and just let it go. It doesn't work like that. Every song that I get, I listen to it. See, that's the key. I listen to all the music that I play, and that takes time.
And you have to approach, you have to format it, you have to sit down and select it, and of course, you have to sit down still, you can't even move up and down, you have to be there,
right.
I mean, over the music for 3 hours. Is that 3 hours out of your life that you have dedicated? That means if a friend wants you to go out and have a drink or so, you're going to say, no, I have my show at that time. Can you do it another time or lose that opportunity to go and enjoy yourself?
Exactly. And they don't respect that. I don't know if they think I'm doing something because I don't have anything better to do, but I do have other things that I could do. I could be recording my own music. I've got songs that I've got written that I haven't been able to record because I'm on the air every day. You see what I'm saying? So I love doing it. Don't get me wrong. I love doing it. But have some consideration, you know, for the presenters that do come on and spend their time, you know, playing your music. You know what I'm saying? At least, like you say thank you. If you can't say nothing else, say thank you. I know a lot of them are struggling. They may not have anything or whatever. But then you don't know what we're going through.
But you say they don't have thank you? They don't have enough words? Can say a thank you?
Some of them do. I have quite a few that have called me to thank me. I can't say all.
You say a lot of them struggling. And
They'll send you their music and tell you, bust this for me. And then you don't hear nothing else from them.
Yes, until they have another new music.
Exactly.
I'm going to tell you to come go listen to. And some of them, what they do too, I know you do too, send you a link, you go for them page, go listen to their music and upload it and play it on your music for them.
Yes.
You think these people have a freaking sense inside of their head?
I think that's all you do is just sit there and, you know, that's all you got to do. And I don't overstand it, and I don't deal with it. If they say go to my page and listen to my music, I don't have time for that. Because when I upload something that someone has sent me, like I say, sometimes they send me 3, 4, 5 songs at a time, and I have to listen to those songs because my audience is important to me. I call them my family. My Rockers Corner family is important to me. And I'm not going to play just anything for them to hear because they're not going to accept it. They're very discerning people, and they know the type of music I play. So if I come on there with some crap, they're going to look at me and they go, tell me about it. Sister D, where'd you get that from? You know, so I have to be selective about what I play. And like I said, I do not have time to track your music, to label your music, and I don't have that kind of time to do that. That it should come to me already, the name, the song, the artist, all of that. And please send it in MP3 format. Don't send me
MP4,
AAU, all these different formats, you know, that I got to convert over to what I can use. No, it won't work that way, you know. But a lot of people feel like, you know, they've arrived and, you know, you want to play my music, you're doing, you know, yourself a favor to play my music.
Tell me something. Let's try and get something out here to all of these musicians who are listening. Do you think they think we need their music because we're sitting down making a lot of money out of their music? Because quite a few artists on certain time, when I'm doing an interview, and this is why I do at least minimum an hour interview with every artist if I'm going to do an interview.
Yes.
Because I want to hear who the artist is behind the music. When I'm talking to you interviewing or having this conversation, I was able within that hour to have a message in one of the
called me before the conversation and said, well, you talk about peace and love. Hey, let me go to your music that, you know, really I like exactly the words that you are talking. Let's say peace and love and brotherhood. Boom, we're speaking there. Let's say we're talking about the children or whatever. You have a children, mother mourning for their children. Boom, we can play. If you, this is why my interviews are not scripted. I am not going to just sit down and do a 3-second interview, but just talk about your thing. I want to know about you. If you are going to, if you are worth me spinning your music, because if I do an interview with you and I don't feel the energy coming out of you, your 7 music is going to be deleted and will never be played on my station again. You will never be asked for another interview. So
exactly.
I think that these artists believe they are big superstar, although they're graveling in the dirt somewhere, and we are sitting there relying on them and making money because we're sitting there so they can just throw their music on us because we are benefiting.
You know what? I don't know if they feel that way, but let me say this. I am an old school type selector. I will play all the old school artists from now until Jesus comes.
Yes.
If that's the case. Okay, because I'm not making a dime off of that station. Okay? I don't have any ads, none of that. More than likely I am spending money to keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So they're not doing me any favor by, you know, telling me to play their music.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's a sharing of things. You know, I play it because I love it. Some music I play more than others because I love the message in the music.
And also those artists come and support you, send their fans, and they come and sit and listen to their music being played.
Yes, yes.
You know what I realize, Sister Deanne, sorry for cutting you here, but I realize some artists, you know, they hit you up on Facebook and they say, you have my music? And I'm saying, who the hell are you? Should I have your music? And I say, have you ever listened to Caribbean radio show? Where that is? They say, oh, you want me to say, me must sit down as a little gal and play your freaking music for you? You usually shut the hell them up. Well, and then it's not say, hello, good morning, good evening, I am so-and-so. I have a couple of tracks here. I would like an opportunity to come on your show and, you know, or if you can review them and tell me if they're acceptable for your kind of programming. I have been listening to your show, and I hear the positive vibes that your music is, and I would really like to come on your show. Why? Me in a town, you know, me just get one a while ago. Me in a town, you know. Call me up now, 37 whatever, and put him phone number. Go on, come on your show. What are we? What are we? The first time when I started doing this, you know, a friend of mine, I usually complained to him. I mean, I said, what the heck I got myself into? He was saying to me, this is a culture. Don't get so with your happy to self, Dr. M. I mean, these people speak that way. But I'm saying, no matter if you're speaking colloquially, it's good morning. Hey, Dr. M, or Caribbean radio show, I mean, can you play a couple of tracks for me? Would you be interested in my track? Why? Go listen to my show, my music. Listen to this.
Yes.
And make your friend them listen to it too.
That's liberty taking.
You know?
That's liberty taking because, you know, there's a way to approach anybody. You know, like I have a theme song on my show and I have an outro. And the artist that I use for that, I even contacted them and asked them, was it all right if I use their music as my, you know, theme and my outro? That's how much respect I try to show. I just don't take it upon myself to do it. You see what I'm saying? And those artists, they come, they listen. You know, I have a lot of people that listen that don't come in the chat room.
Yeah.
I don't know sometimes, you know. But the ones that do, and I have to call their names, John Niceness, Fitzroy Francis, Paul Elliott, Ruddy Campbell, all of these artists, I play their music, and they're there. They come.
And also, congratulations to Mr. Paul Elliott, the number one song on the New York chart. Congratulations.
Yes.
Get Ja involved. I hope I get a chance to do it, because that probably will take me down a little bit and kind of give me some, you know, inspiration to wash off, because I have got beard off all of them things. I have throat all of them. Can't make them stick around with me too long.
My
anger cannot remain into my spirit where it becomes a part of me. I have to just grab it, spit it out as I get it, and clean them out and get rid of them instantaneously.
Exactly.
I'm a bacteria or an infection lurking, because everything is going to go down the drain. So when you find them out, you pick them out, you don't even give them notice, because you can't, hey, bacteria, I'm going to get rid of you, you know. Hey, whatever infection, no. You just get to it, get to work, get rid of it, and hope it never, ever come back or you cross
exactly.
it up anyway. You know?
Exactly.
So I think if we kind of demand respect from these artists, because I am sure no matter how poor you be in Jamaica, your granny who grow you up or your mother who grow you up, them always knock respect in you. It's them. I mean, I do them family.
Yes.
The poverty don't have nothing to do with this, because the more you're poor, the more manners and humbleness you have. These people believe
yes.
a superstar, and they're bigger than anybody else. They're bigger than radio station. They have no respect from DJ radio, because me had one would call me the other day. Is your station an internet radio station? Oh, we don't deal with internet radio station. I say, all right, mother effer, you will come one day and I will know somebody who you're going to ask for an interview, because this is where radio is going.
Going,
this is where it's going. And if you don't have enough common sense to know that, nobody should be out there listening to you anyway, because you're disrespecting the people who put your music out there. That means you're going to disrespect your audience, and nobody is supposed to buy a ticket to come and see you.
Exactly, exactly. You know, they don't realize that internet radio is the way to go now, and you know, people have iPods, iPhones, whatever, and they are listening more so to internet than they are commercial, because commercial radio has gone down the drain so far. You know what I'm saying?
And these commercial radio have an internet presence now, though.
Mm-hmm.
They do have an internet presence. So I don't understand their logics at all.
Well, they don't have any logic, Dr. Ev. They're not using logic. And that's what's wrong. You see what I'm saying? And we as women, they have a tendency to think that we're second class and we don't know what we're doing.
Oh.
You know?
Oh.
See, that's part of the problem right there.
The so-called 20-year-old in the veteran business tells me, oh, you don't have, I mean, it seems like you don't have an experience with management. And don't have any experience with management, but I should top up his phone. And my money is not experience money, though.
That's
the downline all that these folks are in.
Yeah. That's the way, well, you know, that's just like the brothers here that they're walking around selling incense and oil, you know, and talking about the system and how bad the system is, but yet still you want five of my system dollars.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I said, no, brother, you don't want this because this is system money. So, you know, I have a low tolerance for those type of people. And I'm proud to say that the listeners and the majority of the artists that I do play are very respectful, very nice artists, and you know, they don't give me that kind of problem. I have a few that, you know, will come in and you know, they want to hear 5 hours of their music. You know what I'm saying? You must play them off, you know, all of their songs at one time. Well, it doesn't work like that. You know, it just doesn't.
And Sister D, we're going to have to do this more often, because we can't make this a one-time thing. Here is another thing what I noticed with a lot of them. They have, if you look on their book, they have 55,000, and they would not pick up Rocker's Corner and says, hey, all my artists, this is a radio station that support Jah wickedness or Jah evil or whatever. Hey, Jah niceness, let me use your thing. Say the Jah niceness record. Hey, check out the any one of them of us, check out Rocker's Corner and at 9 to 5 and help you push the station.
Yeah. I do, but you know, I can't complain on that level because there are artists that, you know, because, you know, I post who I play, you know, I'll put up who's coming up next and that type of thing. And those artists will repost it or, you know, put it on their page or say Rocker's Corner if you want to hear some good music. Some of them do that. Not all, but some of them do. And I have to give credit where credit is due, you know. But then you got the big-head ones. You know, the ones that think that they should have the Grammy next year.
Okay.
That can't sing one note right. Those are the ones I get the most problems from. It's not the artists that have good music.
Uh-huh.
It's the ones that I call them Facebook artists.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Their friends, they'll tell them that they, you know, oh, yeah, man, this is a hit, you know. And you listen to it and you say, well, were they in another city when the music was recorded and they recorded, you know, what happened here?
Pastor never said if he stink yet, you know, Sister Denise.
You know, I mean, I'm real picky about music, Dr. L. You just can't put anything. And I hate auto-tune. Everybody knows I hate that. So if you do a whole song in auto-tune, 9 times out of 10, Sister D won't play it. Not a whole song in auto-tune. Auto-tune has its place. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's part of the recording, whatever. But now you sing a whole tune, a whole song, and all of it's auto-tune, that tells me that you can't sing. It's just the truth. And you get these people, I wonder if they tone deaf. Where is the engineer? Where is the production manager? Doesn't he hear how you sound? And then he tells you, yeah, man, this is a hit. And then you get to me and tell me, oh, this is number one. Yeah, number one to go in the garbage. Because I'm not playing that. It sounds horrible. And I'm not saying, you know, I don't want to put down any artists. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, absolutely not. But it's the quality of music. But if we're to do something, we have to help them to say, hey, the quality of the music is pure. And if you think you're going to make it this way, it's a delusion. You're delusional.
Exactly.
If you don't make it that way.
I had a brother tell me, you know, he said, you don't play any of my music. I said, because it doesn't sound good. I said, go back and try it again. And he told me, he said, well, send it to some of your other DJs.
Oh.
So, okay. Wait a minute, I did that, and one brother wrote me back, and he said, what am I supposed to do with this? And I wrote the brother back, and I told him, I said, none of the DJs that I sent your music to like it. Well, everybody you send my music to got something to say about it. It's not good. It's just not good. Go back and try again. And I try to tell him what to do, you know, how to do. And they don't want to listen. He feels like, you know, well, all my friends like it. Well, then you play it for your friends. Because I'm not playing it for my family. I'm sorry, I can't do it. You know, and they get angry with it. They had me thinking one time, I didn't know what good music sounded like. You know what I'm saying?
Ah.
I was sitting there going, well, is it me? You know, maybe I'm hearing the wrong thing, you know? But it's not that. It's just that. Everybody, like Brizzy say, turn artists. Everybody.
Yes.
Anybody that can pick up a mic.
Pro Tools. Thank God for Pro Tools.
Yes. Yes. You know, the Butcher Man turn artists, you know?
Yes.
The Patty Man turn artists, you know? The Barber turn. Everybody pick up a mic, go in the bathroom and start singing. That is not music. And I'm old school. I like instruments. I like people playing instruments. Okay? That's how you can feel the vibe of the music. I'm talking about reggae music. I'm not talking about island pop, because I don't know what that is either. I'm talking about the real reggae music. You have to hear the instrumentation. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like everybody's got a synthesizer and a voice coder and an auto tune, and you know, and then they, you know, they crank out a tune a day. That's not how you write music or do music to me. Okay, now I'm not saying I'm an authority, but I know what I hear.
Hey, I have to laugh here because I have to get a little laughter out of this too. They can't be sitting and getting all the laugh out of it. Hey, Taurus says it was an M-P-E-E-3, not M-P-E-E. Girl, supposed to come.
money to top up their phone. Are you going to want my nice juices, a wonderful, well-kept thing? I'm here to pay you for one freaking screw that don't even, you can't even do 2 seconds, and you is done like a nothing. You're not worth like a phone.
That's right, like oatmeal, 3 minutes and I'm done.
I'm not bringing down all men because there's a dumb, gorgeous man who can stay on it and make you feel nice and wonderful and comfortable, and you know who you are. So you don't have to say anything about that because I'm not speaking to you. I did not call your name. So don't tell me that generalized. And if you go into the generalized picture, that means that you don't know your stuff either. Get in there. Get in line, too. Talk about these. If we do not talk about these things and open up our hearts and make you people know we're not satisfied in what you're going on with, we're not stupid. We're trying to get right. And you're deceiving, and you're not good at it, because you're going to be caught, and you're going to be exposed. If all that a man can do is beg you to top up that phone, and then the minute call you for $100, then you need to find something else, like a dildo that is going to be caused in you. For those of you who can do that, and it's easy to learn, a couple of dollars, and it's satisfaction guaranteed. They don't talk back. They're nice and delicious. They go on and on. You have to change the battery.
Oh, Dr. Lale.
If it's full and ready, if it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 o'clock, and trust me, they have them in different colors. They have them in face. They have them in everything. You don't need a freaking man who is going to deceive you out of your mouth. Next thing, you get disease and you get germs because he's screwing everything. And you know, even if you're on the internet and you're screwing different women, you still can't pick up disease. Trust me. Can't pick up the STD, them towards well. Woman, virtually, you pick up the disease same way.
Oh, God.
In the truth, I'm not bringing back nothing. I'm not holding back nothing. And who cannot deal with this? You need to step up and listen to it. Because one of these days, the bug is going to bite you. I don't care who you is.
Yeah, that's true.
You cannot live your life as a woman who's quote, put yourself to school and go take up a man because him tell you, say him have something, him are going to give you, and him are going to caress you, and then come give you disease and germs, and him can't do nothing, and you have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's so true.
We are here. We are loving human beings. This is why we are here talking. For those who have ears to hear, for the women, them who are doing it, and I think them can get love out of these men, and I hear them, hey, your life is not full of words. It's hard work and dedication. You deserve more than that. You cannot take up your money and give to men who telling you for cock out and tear out, and you pay for that. You support that. Then they have their woman and their many other women who they're doing the same thing. And you get up and start arguing with another woman because somebody posts something on their page. They're not worth a dime, not even the carpet to clean your foot on. Seriously.
True. So true.
And if we as women cannot come together and understand that, then I don't know when we are going to do. And we are the only persons that can heal this world. We are the only person that can expand and propagate this world because we are the womb. And we have the ultimate authority. You can put a seed in me as much as you can, but you cannot compel me to give it birth. So I have the ultimate authority, and you must respect me. It's not something that I have to get up and yell and scream about. You should bow down before my feet and respect me, because you know what? I am woman, and this came from a woman, and if it wasn't for a woman, you would damn not be here. And dare you disrespect me?
Yes,
Dare you raise your voice at me and you're not blowing in my face and your dick cannot turn up in long to make me feel satisfied. Dare you?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Dare you that I have to go out and work for you and I have to tap up your phone?
Yes.
That I'm not a man with any hood.
Yep.
And I'm not touching on anybody's manhood, because if you had a manhood, I would not be here. You would be adoring me, and I would not have to. When there is something wrong in the house, then you hear my voice. Other than that, I am here loving on you and kissing on you because I am comforted by the man. Right now, you are less than a man.
Yeah.
Because you're draining my resources, and you're not giving back nothing. And you know someone who's giving back nothing is a nothing more than a damn rapist.
You're right.
Because you're not concerned if I am getting nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And all you're leaving back is your damn lazy ass that has no freaking good. And I'm not cursing men. I love a man right now. I mean to lay down in my arms. Trust me. If it's worth it. You have to respect and honor that because I honor myself. And you can't have somebody who honor themselves and you look and the man have 7, 8, and 10 people out there and call himself freaking man.
Yes. Yes.
Mm. Hey,
it's because
our
dad,
I'm going to get a smoke now. <That's> a, you don't have to go get a smoke. All right. Granny, listen, I'm gonna have, this is what I need to learn to do. Sit down and learn to take a smoke, too.
Yeah, free up your mind.
Free up my mind, I guess, more or less. But
One of the things I want to talk about, and there's so much thing that we want to talk about, but we have to talk everything here. A lot of these artists, too, who are no big-time superstar by any chance, as they say, you are doing their music, and they're coming on your program to be interviewed, but you can't, because they're not even exposing the fact that they're coming to be interviewed, you have to be doing the promotion for them, because them not doing. But they don't have access to drop on them page. Them is the only people, them private, them page, so you cannot drop anything on their page. But yesterday's mother, whatever, can come and drop for them things on everybody else's page.
Yes.
Them are Mr. Zuckerberg, and then when Mr. Zuckerberg sit down and create Mr. Zuckerberg real estate, and it's not them a squat over here. How the hell can you have a page as an up and coming artist, and you are private? That's why you tell it. You know all people freaking selfish, and you're not to have anything to do with them. Their page is private. They ain't reached no superstardom yet, and them can. Them things and drop on your page and everybody else's, and nobody can drop anything on their page. Tell me what kind of a people is this?
You know, I don't know what it is. If they feel like they don't want any and everything on their page, what you can do, you can set it up so that you have to approve the posts that go on your page. Because I have my page set up like that. Somebody tags me in a post. Okay, I have it set up so I have to approve it before I put it on my page.
Right.
But your friends, you know, people that you have as friends, if they're your friends, they should be able to post on your page.
Absolutely.
Unless you've got some friends that you don't know anything about, you know, or some friends that you don't trust, you know. I just feel that they should have an open page.
They have an open page. And I usually, although my page is very busy, I usually, anybody who is on my page, I always link back to their page. If they post on my page, I link back to their page and see how their page, if I can post on there. And if I cannot post there, I delete. And some of them, they have the audacity to post four of the same freaking thing on on your page and you can't post nothing on one after the other, the same friggin' thing. As if, did not see the first one, the second one, the third one, so the fourth one will do it.
Yes.
As if people do place is their place and nobody else can come into their property.
Yes. That I think is selfish, especially if you are an up and coming artist and you need that exposure. You know, I feel they have the right to delete whatever they don't want on their page.
Yeah, you can delete the page if you don't want.
Yeah.
If you don't want that, of course. But don't block people. And then you're going to go to everybody else's thing. It's like the man who has his wife at home. Well, my wife is my little pum pum alone, but I want every other else man things too. But what thing is that?
Right, exactly. I don't know why they do that, Dr. Ever. I don't know if it's because of not knowing how
want their page with all of their things, and their things go on everybody else's page, but their things must be clean as only of their things. And you come and comment on their things.
Yes.
So if you have a show with Mr. John Paul, and you, although you're his friend and you have the poster makeup, and I don't make poster for them because that is their responsibility. They have a responsibility. You shouldn't be charged with creating posters, spending money. I get so much emails a day that Google Mail is asking me to buy space because I get about 1,000 or more emails a day. I have an account, it's 9,500 emails right now on my BTR page. My regular page, 3 emails I get. Google says, no, you're getting 2 emails, you have to get more space. And therefore, I clean out all of their music because these folks don't realize you have to have storage for their music. That takes up a lot of freaking space. So when one artist, I'm going to be so freaking selfish to send a person 45 mute tracks of track one, track two, and expect them to store that. You see, they don't have no conscience, no sense of something is wrong with them.
Yes, I agree with that. But you know, I don't know. I don't even know how to even deal with them. I just don't bother, you know, because I'm a real don't care person. I feel like in the long run, you're doing yourself a disservice when you do that. Because if I want to put on your page that I'm going to be featuring you or that I'm going to be interviewing you and I can't do that, well, then I just stop with my page. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And why
wouldn't you want? Does anybody know about marketing and how this is viral? When you have 5,000 people and somebody 5,000, they want to hear your voice. They want to hear 6 or 7 consecutive music of yours. And your audience, your friends, do not know that you're going on Caribbean Radio Show and you're going to be talking about the most passionate thing, your craft, your art, and you are not every single day until that show comes about really pushing to say, you folks, come and hear. What artists have to know that an interview is like a stage show. You as the presenter is the promoter. And you promote, you tell all of your people them, say, hey, we have this fabulous guy, the number one artist in Jamaica and on New York chart, Mr. Paul Elliott, and he's going to sit down and chat with me. I always say, Paul Elliott, I really like the man's music. I really like the man. I want to know what this man is like.
Yes.
I am living in Europe, and I'm not able to, Paul Elliott is not coming to Europe to sing some song for me and talk to me right now. The best thing to get close to him is for me to listen to his interview.
Yes.
And if when the skill interviewer, we are going to get a little bit of how he grew up, what inspired him, what is he going to do, how is, you know, I mean, all of those little things that is going to make me draw closer to Paul Elliott, because, yes, this man, I mean, is the epitome of what I would like my young kid to grow up to. I aspire as a young artist as well. What do they not know about that?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're sitting there, Miss Presenter, and you're working for these artists. You're never even getting thanks, much less getting them to do an ad on your show, because you're cheap, you are nothing, but them want you to play on your nothing station their song, and if you don't play consecutive seven of their song, they will have an attitude with you, and you won't see them for the next whenever until they want you to ride you and suck you out for your airtime and use you.
Yes.
They will go somewhere else when they have their new release and pay another station to run an ad for them. They want to say, Sister D, hey, you've been supporting me. I get a little money. I have a new track. Run this ad for me. We're going to make a donation to your charity if you don't even want to take it this way. Let me make a donation to your charity for you. No, they won't do that because they don't have a conscience, because they're getting something free, and when you get things are free, it is not valued, it is no value, and they can take advantage of it, and they have no respect for it. I think this is what a lot of the musicians do to internet presenter. Now, the other thing is that you, in hear what some of them do now. Some of them wonder, we think that I'm big, bigger than big. You invite for an interview, when they come, they send you their music, unusual, is the track one, track two, three business, and then they send you seven or eight, nine of them, and they don't come. And it seems like then we say, chum, me not coming, I have no time, or me going to do me in a studio or whatever, and when they do call you, they radio on them, pick me and everybody a play, because this is how they would treat BBC and Sony, who is giving them something. Then pick me a play and they start some radio, them are do this and all of that, while they're doing the interview, because you're not important.
Yeah.
They don't have no regard for you. You're saying, oh, they send you the interview, you promote them show for a week or so, and they don't turn up. And you know what? Those mother effers want you to play their music. And if an artist, I am not even going to talk about an artist on my show until I see him, then me start, because he will never get a music. And if you don't come to my show that I pay my money to promote to my wonderful audience, and I disappoint my audience by telling you, oh, they, and you know, you end up lying sometimes. Oh, they're trying to connect, you know, but they're not connected. Oh, we have another hour or so. So they will call in. We hope they will call in. But we're going to try and see if we can get in contact with them. And then they know they're not going to come, but they send their music for you to play it, and they don't turn up. So you, as a promoter of this, waste your time and disappoint your audience. And they will never send you, say, boy, you know what? Hey, I was in a traffic jam. Some of them, they forgot, or they couldn't get to their phone in time. They will never send you an excuse. But when they have another tune in order that they want to, because they don't listen to your station, you know, so they don't care. So when they have another tune they want to highlight, they send it to you, and then that's the time you hear from them. Hey, what happened to the last? If you really would have talked to them, and I never talked to them, because once they do that, they will never, ever get a hi, hello from me again, ever. That's the one thing I'm good at. Once they do that, none of my disc jockey, they are prohibited from playing their music. They will never, ever get a... Some of them who I know, maybe them did dead, and them raised from the dead, and them come back and tell me, so them did dead and them raised. But say, you know what? You got to make a donation to the charity, and you are able to do that, then you will come back in my grace. Other than that, no way, no how. They're not going to be able to do that at all. Eh? So this is how you have to treat these folks, to make them know that they can't step in your face. Because if you allow them to do that, they'll continue to do that. And we have to give ourselves some importance. Before we go on, I know we have about a couple of minutes. I want to really kind of bring me down to. I hope Miss Ayala can give me some. And then we can come back a little bit because we have a little bit time until the next show coming up. Mr. Paul Elliott, number one song.
Give praises to Haile Selassie. If you ever have a problem that you can't solve, get Jah involved. And if the road is rocky and too hard to tread, get Jah involved.
Yes, I'm telling you from Mr. Paul Elliott, the mighty, mighty number one song. Here is a message for all of them women on F-Book who have been deluded, who have been cheated, who have been mistreated by men who want their money and tell them a bag of lie. And because they want love and them was trying to search for some comfort in them flipping little no nothing words. Hey, get Jah involved, whatever or whoever your Jah is. Tell somebody. Call me and talk about it. We can talk about this. We can have an intervention on our show. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Put it on your Facebook. If they are in love with you, plaster it all over so that other lovers can see the things that they are saying. Take it out. Copy and paste it on your book. This is what this person has been telling me. And see if you can match up the record and see what you come up with. If not, we have a way of making them straight. We are women. We have vagina. Vagina is the powerhouse. This is what wars are fighting for. You give it away, somebody kill your ass. It's ours. Let us use it, maximize it, treat it well. Don't let nobody come and put them diseased little half-ass inside of you and put you through no worries and charge you for it at the same time. Any man who is begging you to top up them food is not worth your time, no matter who, what, where, how. Hear what Mr. Elliott said.
Give praises to Haile Selassie. Oh, yeah. If you ever have a problem that you can't solve, get Jah involved. And if the road is rocky and too hard to tread, get Jah involved. And if you're feeling weak and you need some strength, get Jah involved. Remember, he's the one, he's the omnipotent, get Jah involved. Don't you ever say you're useless, think I just don't be hopeless. Remember when friends fail, it's the wind beneath your sail, for you. Provision, no matter what division, remember what he said. That's one of the seeds that make red. If you ever have a problem that you can't solve, get Jah involved. And if the road is rocky and too hard to tread,
yes, get Jah involved. I want to say big love to Sister D. I hope we can do this next week because we have a couple of this that we have to do. We need to get our situation out there. We need to get this gut straight. We need to wake up and make them folks know so that them can't take this advantage of we. Them can't step up on we and wipe up them foot in our face anymore. Them can't give a black eye anymore. Them can't knock out our teeth. Them can't cut off our tongue. And we're not afraid of them. Them going to have to respect us because we them woman. And that's how it's going to be. You respect us, we respect us, we live in harmony, we don't know. But other than that, no vagina, no nothing. You know what? If we women ever call a vagina strike seriously now, them have to bow to them knees. You know how them feel. Hey, you have a last couple of seconds, Sister D.
Well, I want to thank you for allowing me to be on here with you. I'm honored. And anytime you need me for anything, you know I'll come running, Dr. S.
Thank you, man. We're going to do this next week, Sister D.
Okay.
so much. I honor you so much for all of the great works that you have been doing for our music and for the generation to come. Big love, my palms together. Enough respect, my sister.
Respect to you, too. I love you, too, Dr. Evan. Thank you so much.
Blessings, blessings. Rockers Corner, www.rockerscorner.com. Check out the lady. That's where good music are played. Thank you so much. The doc says, hey, if you're going to make some love tonight, make some good love and take care of the one you are loving. Got to pick up another show in another 5 minutes or so. Thank you. Have a good night. Let's join Bermuda in about 5 minutes.
Blessed love.
Blessed love.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.